Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Today is Billy Joel's 70th birthday. That's a big deal in anybody's life, but especially for a guy who has, you know, been a big part of a whole lot of people's lives with as much popular music as he has written and performed over the years. It's, you know, it's a big deal.
The topic, you know, we talked about this earlier. Right here, this song, I Stop.
Oh, do you?
This is the song. This is actually one of the first Billy Joel songs I heard. And I remember thinking, how do you play the piano that fast?
Yeah. And then when you see him do you're like, oh, two hands and really fast. It's both of his index fingers on that particular part. But it when we were talking about his birthday earlier, Casey was playing Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. And that's a, how long is that song? 6 minutes plus, probably?
Yeah, probably around there. I can find out.
It's a longer tune, and it made me think of...
Seven and a half.
Okay, so it made me think of those pieces of music that sometimes because of their length, they don't get played. They haven't over the years gotten played that often. And when you would hear them on the radio, it'd be like, oh, dude, they're playing it.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Hurry up.
Or you even call your friend. Dude, turn it on.
They're
playing it right now.
And then shut up.
And then shut up. I have a number of those songs in my life. And we can talk about that here. Of course, you can call in 215-263-WMMR. But one of the tops on my list, this is one of those. I would always, if I was on my way wherever it was, I would either stop or I would take a longer route and just drive and continue and listen to
it.
No matter what I was doing. But one that always was that way when it would come on the radio for me growing up was Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
From Crosby, Stills, Nash. And because that's an 8 minute long song or something like that. And it was just so anthemic and so sing-along that I would take extra time no matter where I was, what I was doing. I'm like, oh, my God, they're playing it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it still happens. I know, even though it wasn't as when songs like this were in their heyday, it, you know, you would have to wait to hear it. Yep. Now everything's sort of on demand. But even still, so many people, like when you talk about the high school students who listen to MMR and love to hear like the double shots and all that stuff, there's still something about that communal feeling of hearing it with other people, you know?
But are the days of calling your friend and going, dude, put it on WMMR.
Yeah.
Those are kind of over, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Unless it's a figging conversation.
Right. Yes. I still don't know what it is. Somebody's got to fill me in.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's different because now I'll take video of me singing it and then send it to that person.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or if I hear it, like if I'm in a store or something.
Just like you're on a sing.
And you have no idea how many videos I have singing that song.
That's great. This song in particular was part of my buddy Kevin Costello, who you've met at Clearwater a couple of different times. This was on a mixtape, so there was a summer where I listened to this song basically every single day. Mm. But the song that I would drive around to, and it was new to me, my senior year of high school, Hotel California.
Really?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Okay. And then when I was entering my freshman year of college, I bought the Eagles' Greatest Hits Volume 2 because it wasn't on Volume 1, and I bought it Volume 2, and my roommate that year ended up ruining the song for me because he listened to it, that and Runaway Train by Soul Asylum, every single day.
I always, to me, it always has to be, I think, a longer song. It has to be, and songs with changes in it.
Mm-hmm. Like Sweet Judy
Blue
Eyes.
Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Yeah. You know? And that's... that's always cool to me.
Yeah, Hotel California is 6.5 minutes long.
And by the way, it used to be the norm on radio. You know, it was. That's why they make such a big thing about Bohemian Rhapsody in the movie about the length of the song. It was just not a common thing to have a song that long played on regular airplane.
Yeah, if you're going to have a hit, you got to make it fit, so you got to cut it down to 3:05.
That's Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
What song was that?
Mm. The Entertainer?
Yeah. The Entertainer. One of the songs that was first to branch out like that was Hey Jude.
Yeah.
From the Beatles. That was over 7 minutes long and completely unheard of in the 1960s. And that can be one, too. All right, I'm going to take a ride. I'm going to listen to this whole song. You know what I mean?
I didn't realize it was 7 minutes long.
Oh, Yeah. It's definitely got some meat to it.
The last four songs on Abbey Road with Golden Slumbers in there. I mean, that's stop and listen. You want to hear the whole thing out. If you don't, it feels incomplete. But like a special moment on the radio was American Pie by Don McLean.
There you go.
That's a story that's being told. My dad introduced me to this
radio friendly.
I know.
Short version that was like,
Okay.
The three stations that I listened to growing up were WMMR, WYSP, and WMGK. And those three stations, including this one, would compete with one another. If I was with my family, if I was with my friends, it didn't matter. It was a special moment.
Yeah. My younger years, obviously, it was spent listening to popular music, a lot of like 50s stuff. And then when I got into high school is when I was sort of introduced to what we now know as classic rock. And so that's why, you know, it was all new to me.
Yeah, you were hearing it for the first time.
I was hearing it for the first time. I had a great guy. He was my manager at the pool that I worked at. And he would quiz me on, you know, all right, who is this? What's the name of this song? And so I really got it. My brother introduced me to a lot of
stuff.
He was
like your Mr. Miyagi.
He was kind of like
classic
that.
Rock.
I'm still like a piker compared to all of you guys. But there was another song, a long song, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. That was another one. That
all of those. Anthemic. Of yeah.
Yeah, when this, you heard that opening guitar riff.
I'm like, okay, yeah. This is what I'm doing for the next 8.5 minutes of my life. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. And take a detour, whatever it may be. And
So Jim Steinman, right? Isn't that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Who wrote all these things. And I remember there were some people who were pretty dismissive of this stuff. And I always thought, what's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it. It's fun, rock, anthemic. It spoke to me. It. Yeah.
And I gotta say, you guys were the ones who told me, it was within the last 2 years, that the Phil Rizzuto call at the end of the song.
Sex.
Yeah. I thought it was just a baseball game. I had no idea.
No, that's him trying to get to the bases.
He's rounding sex. He's pulling out his penis.
Yeah. And right before he slides into home,
she says, Stop right there.
And she denies him.
Yeah.
And then he swears he would love her for the rest of his life. And guess what? He got some night.
He's putting on a condom.
And he hated it right after he finished his business.
He knew.
The regret.
Yeah.
And I'm praying for the end of time. Uh-huh. It's what happens after you know.
Yeah. You're getting very medical
now. I'm
being
very technical.
You're using all the graphic
anytime that
terminology.
Yeah.
If it's somebody I really didn't want to be with, I regret it right after that moment.
Don't ever let a boy...
You.
But I.
Hey, going back to American Pie real quick. Did you guys know that some of it was written on Temple's campus?
Really?
Yeah. Somebody texted that in, and Don McLean started writing it in upstate New York in Saratoga Springs, and then finished the song right here in Philadelphia, PA.
And to piggyback off of that, a story. How did I not know this? Yesterday, we were talking about Comfortably Numb.
Yep, another 6-minute song
was written at the Spectrum. Here in Philadelphia.
Get the F out.
Yeah, Nick.
Or he was inspired to write it.
Yeah, Nick, pull up the Wikipedia on that one.
Comfortably Numb was written at the Spectrum.
Yes.
I was reading it at the press, and you introduced me to a site years ago called songfacts.com. And I was reading the story about Comfortably Numb. People haven't interpreted it a lot in different ways over the years, but the way that he wrote it had nothing to do with self-pleasure or heroin. It had to do with an illness.
He was actually sick. And a doctor came in and gave him some shot, and it made him feel all wonky and stuff. And it's basically about that. I thought the whole, just a little pinprick while having me back here on your feet again.
Yeah.
I thought it was shooting him up with heroin to fix him up. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. I heard it. Always heard it in a different way because I always carry the imagery of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, when he's sick in bed.
Yeah.
And as a kid. But I had no idea. How about that?
Yeah, pretty cool. All right, Steve, I'm going to plug in my phone because I don't think we have this in the system. And
do you know?
Somebody had texted this in. Yes. Wait. Oh, no, it's not supposed to be playing yet.
Sergeant Pepper.
Son of a bitch.
Is about the Riddle Ale House.
No! Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah. And that's gone, by the way.
It's not gone. Around anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame.
All right, somebody had texted in with this one. When this would come on the radio... crank it up, Casey. This was an event.
It's
already playing. So it's going to take it a moment to get going. But this song is 11 minutes long.
And this is timely with the new movie coming up.
And this is a masterpiece. It's actually two songs, but...
You can't play one without playing the other.
Exactly. And that's a whole other conversation, too.
Which pisses me off when they only play part of it.
I know.
And especially on CDs.
When CDs messed it up.
Knock it off!
I know. Cut it out! But this is Love Lies, Funeral for a Friend, which is this part of it, into Love Lies Bleeding from Elton John. And when this would come on the air, Number one, I would turn my radio up as loud as it could possibly go.
Preston, I would lay down and I would put the full speakers on each side of my head pointed at me on our...
because and it's a wonder why...
Hold on, yeah, I know. Turn this part up right now in your car. It sounds huge when you got it cranked up.
And it keeps getting better.
Yeah. Do you know this song at all, Case?
No.
Wow.
You've never heard this?
My favorite part in it.
Yeah. Preston, I would stare at that album cover that's up on the screen here of him walking onto the Elizabeth Road to the mural.
You want me to get to the...
Let all 11 minutes play.
Let's just, let's just listen to it. No, I'll move it to where it really gets going. Hang on.
Yeah, this part.
This is where the,
when the guitar's kicking.
Love Lies Bleeding starts kicking in, but it's, Case, you would love it. I know the type of music you like.
Yeah, I'm surprised I don't know this.
This is Elton John's rock.
Yep. Great song.
Everything about this house is gonna go and die.
Yeah, this was the first record I got.
Was it really?
Yeah, when I got my first stereo. This and Aretha. No, this and Roberta Flack for some reason.
Roberta Flack.
My parents didn't exactly know what to get me.
Nice. Turn up. This is the hook right here. So, and then we'll move on to something else. So that was one of those songs that was an absolute radio event when it would come on. And there's a bunch of them, man. There's some Yes songs like All Good People when that one would come on.
Yes.
I would stop what I was doing and for like you said, Casey. All right, next 8 minutes, I'm in. I'm just gonna hang here for a while and it was always cool to have that happen. I hate to be the old guy in the room, but do we have any of these anymore? Or are these, because all of these
anthemic songs like this
tend to be classic, you know?
We do. You just don't listen to them. Like, there are new popular songs from younger bands that they don't get radio play because they're 6-7 minutes long, but they're on the albums. People just don't listen to entire albums.
All right, so there's a couple of songs that I think are sort of long and multi. Passion Pit. The Killers.
Yeah. Do they have long ones?
They do.
Yeah.
I know that there are long songs, like, you know, I mean, Rush, 2112. Yeah. It's 20 minutes long, but they don't. They never played that on the radio.
What about
you? Would listen to that at home.
No, that's true.
But I'm saying when it would come on, you're like, okay, I didn't pull up my phone. I didn't intend to play this. This just came into my life right now.
It's a gift.
And I am going to listen to this from beginning to end.
That hippie on the radio is playing it.
There's a great song called Kings and Queens by 30 Seconds to Mars. And it got mild radio play, but it's too long, you know, but it's within the last 10 years. And it's a great song, but it just didn't stick around for very long.
All right. Here's another one that my best friend, Ben, and it was our tune. We jammed out to it no matter what. And Steve, you're going to love this. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. Steve hates Dirk's Thoroughgood, but that was a tune. And it was a long one, and it was a story, and it was fun. And, and we would always make sure that we stopped what we were doing and rocked out to it. Marissa?
I thought there'd be more U2 songs on this list, but I realized they're all like under 5 minutes. They just feel long.
Well, no. If you Bad.
Bad.
Oh, okay.
The live version.
Bad, the live version.
I'll stop what I'm doing.
Yeah, that has to be listened to. And that's a case, too, where I think the live version exceeds the original recording.
Agreed.
So mine from Life is from the Dazed and Confused soundtrack, and it's Hurricane by Bob Dylan.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one, Chris.
No chorus.
No chorus, and it actually doesn't really exist anywhere on the internet, except a very few videos. So when it does come on, I still, to this day, will stop whatever I'm doing and sing along.
Yeah, why is that? Does Dylan just control the rights to it, and the music company takes it down if it ever gets posted?
It's Halloween, Jake.
I think he's very protective of that song in particular. Like, he hasn't played it in concert in 20-some years. So I think it's just like the story behind that song.
All right, Chuck, you popped in here. You got something to say?
Yeah, a couple of things. One, a song that comes to mind immediately is Blinded by the Light.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
it. The Man for Man. Yeah, the Bill Cosby right. version.
But I also, speaking of hearing, yeah, speaking of hearing the whole thing, I have an update on our technical issue.
Okay.
Oh. I hate to derail you a little bit here, but we are currently completely out of delay.
Really?
Yeah, so
you
guys are going live.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything that happens is going to air.
Just to let you know.
So I guess we're not taking any phone calls then.
Well, you can, you know, just...
If you wouldn't have said anything, nobody would have been the wiser.
We really can. That's true.
But here's what happened. They were demolishing Bill's old office on the third floor.
Oh.
Bill used to have access to the delay. The wires were live, and every time they cut a wire, it would dump out on the show.
Is that what's
so
happening?
There were a couple of dumps on the Aerosmith song.
Okay.
And there have been a couple during this segment, but I think we're fine now.
Okay.
Well, we're not fine now. We can't take calls if, you know, and it's not because people look to sabotage
me. Oh, I trust your listeners.
Yes, of course you do.
Thank you, Chuck, for ruining all the phone calls we were going to go
to. We're doing it live.
All right, we're doing
it
live.
You know, it's a song that I love, Preston. That is a long song that, it's an older one. I'm Your Captain.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Funk.
Right. Or Grand Funk. Yeah. That's a good one. And that would be worth waiting and listening to.
Another one is John Cougar Mellencamp's...
I Need a Lover.
I Need a Lover. That's a long one. Yeah.
Yeah, I would absolutely, you know... Just
you got to hear the whole thing.
Stop whatever I'm going to do.
The whole effing thing.
So did you say I'm Your Captain?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure because we do have that in our system.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, what song is that?
Do you know it?
Keep listening.
Yeah, that's I know
a great tune. So I'll mention some of these that are on our phone lines because we're not going to go to our phone calls. We have Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Yeah. But this song has so many...
It's got sections.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely...
We like sections.
It's got different sections to it, movements, if you will.
Which of your songs have sections?
Somebody's saying, Peter Frampton, Do You Feel Like We Do?
Wow, that one I listened to on repeat. I had eaten mushrooms in college, and I sat in a chair for like 5 hours straight, and I listened to that song over and over and over again.
This is a great song, Steve. I'm glad you brought this up. So, Peter Frampton, Do You Feel Like You Do? Yeah, that's definitely a journey that you're taking, as Pierre has said, to use one of his words. What's this?
Hocus Pocus
from Focus. Man. Then you have somebody says, Inagata DeVita.
Inagata DeVita.
That's like 22 minutes long.
Yeah, that's
22, really?
That's too much.
Too much.
So they were just, Iron Butterfly was just in like the Reading area. My buddy owns a restaurant out there.
They were playing the restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I don't know whoever the lead singer guy is or whatever, but he was sat there on
Ladies and gentlemen, at table 11, Iron Butterfly.
But I have video of him doing Inagata DeVita on the piano.
Really?
Yes. Just him just sitting there inside this restaurant.
Did anyone ask him to do that?
Yeah.
Hey, we're trying to eat over here, buddy.
So is Boston's Foreplay Long Time in that category for you guys?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's definitely got some length to it.
A lot of people are texting in Jungle Land by Bruce. That's, I believe, 9 minutes and 33 seconds long.
Is it that long?
At that last part.
The way that we reference it, it's 9 minutes and 33 seconds long.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, I get it.
But at the end, with the reverb and all that stuff when he's going on.
You ever see the documentary on this record where... because. Yeah. The tracks were all laid down, but Bruce really was the conductor in the orchestra, and he let Clarence play and jam, but Bruce inserted it into the song the way that you hear it, and it's genius.
Yeah. People are texting in Freebird. That's definitely one if you're in the right mood.
The Allman Brothers have a couple.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. More than a couple.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah,
a
couple. Rangers at a homecoming.
In Harlem late last night. That we don't like the Rangers. Magic retro
slick machine. You know, actually...
I like this period of Bruce before he became a Nebraska farmer.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a lot of texts that are coming in of you know, kind of deep cuts that weren't really... radio airplay. Although somebody's saying, you know, like Stranglehold from Ted Nugent, Stairway to Heaven is a bit of a commitment as well.
Yeah, you know,
Stairway to Heaven is immediate tune out for me.
Really?
It's just been beaten to death.
So,
and the second that I hear it, I'm gone. I used to love it. Oh, you know what? Another one, Layla.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's one.
Yes.
So when you get to the piano break, mm-hmm. you got to get to that.
Yep.
Yeah, all
that's
the way
got
through.
Sections too.
It's got really sections.
We like sections.
Guys, sorry I was late for work. But Layla came on the radio.
I had to
see it all the way through to the very end.
Back to Stairway to Heaven for a second. I remember thinking, like, what is the big deal? Why does everybody always go crazy over it? And then when it would come on the radio, I'm like, I need to listen to this to see, like, what the big deal is. And then I ended up getting into it and would listen to it every time it played.
Oh, there was a time when I loved it, and I kind of outgrew it after a while. But then I remember a couple of years ago, I'm like, it came on, and I'm like, all right, I'll spend some time with it. And it really is a great song.
Do you know what happened, though, Preston, and you'll remember this about, so throughout the years, as a rock radio listener, when they would do like the songs of summer, the top 500 countdown, wait around to see what's going to be number one. I don't need to. It's going to be Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Well, there were three that would always be where I grew up. It was either Stairway to Heaven, Free Bird, or Layla.
That's it.
Those were the three, and you knew it was going to be one of them.
But Stairway to Heaven is not even, in my humble opinion, it's not the best Led Zeppelin song.
No, it's not my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
No. By the way, I've gotten into No Quarter quite a bit over the last couple of years, because that song was never on my radar whatsoever, and now I'm like, wow, how did this one escape me for so long?
No Quarter?
No Quarter by Led Zeppelin.
I'm going to sound like an idiot because I don't know that song just from the title alone.
Yeah, so. I'll see if I can find it.
It's like
you.
Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
No, it's really, really, really moody. But by the way, do you have an idea? In our library here, what song?
It's library.
Library. What song is the longest song that we have in our?
The longest song we have, would that be, besides Alice's Restaurant?
Alice's Restaurant's actually like seventh place.
You've got it here in front of me, and I looked at it.
Is it Supper's Ready?
That's second
place. That's number two.
Supper's Ready is one of my favorite long songs. I'm a big fan of Genesis.
Is it a Pink Floyd song?
Pierre would know. Yeah, it is a Pink Floyd song.
All right. Is it Animals?
No.
Is it?
It's Animals. I don't see.
Marmons?
No. Because Dogs is in there, but that's not number one. Dogs is like 11th place.
Is it
Shih Tzus?
Shine On You Crazy Diamond?
It is not. Shine On You is 1327.
Oh.
Pigs?
I'll give you a hint. Nick, say that again, the title.
Shine On You Crazy Diamond?
Shine On You Crazy Diamond?
Yeah. What?
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 What? Part two?
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Repeating?
Repeating.
Right back at me?
Right back at me?
What's going on?
I'm not getting it.
You're not getting it?
No.
Oh. Is anybody else getting it?
Echoes.
Marissa's got
Echoes.
It.
Echoes. Yeah. God, I'm so thick sometimes.
What is
right
it
in front of me? Echoes.
Echoes.
Oh,
we were repeating.
It was an echo. My little Twitter thing on my phone kept going.
You got distracted by Twitter.
I got distracted by Twitter. Somebody brought up the loadout, Jackson Brown.
I understand.
There you go, Steve.
Yes,
that absolutely. I clearly remember one time having to be somewhere. It was important, and that came on. Now the lights. But the stage is all empty. Let the roadies take the stage. I love that song. And that would change my course of whatever I was doing.
We got Richard Pryor on the video.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Preston, this is No Quarter right here.
Okay. This is No Quarter?
Yeah. It's about him standing in front of a vending machine. Anybody have a quarter?
No quarter.
Does anybody have a quarter?
No quarter.
I want to get a Zagna.
Back then, they only cost a quarter. Yeah.
In the hall of the Marmont.
Yeah.
Conveyor of Ebola virus.
Let's see here. Some Twitter posts coming in include, like Casey had said, Hotel California. November Rain is getting a lot of mention.
You know what? I was never a massive fan of that song.
Yeah.
At that point, I appreciate the song. At that point, I had started to really not like Axl Rose.
Oh, no. See, I was, that was like right in my wheelhouse.
I appreciate, that whole deal, but it was like, To me, it seemed very pompous.
Here's a long one, and you guys, believe it or not, I was listening to this song yesterday because I have it in my collection. It's Rapper's Delight from the Sugar Hill Gang.
Really?
I love that song, and it's a long one, too. It was probably the first rap song I ever heard, and it would come on. Where I learned it was at the skating rink. You guys know me. I was a total roller skater. And I was like, there's this song where the people are talking in it. They don't sing.
Can you recite the lyrics?
I said, hip, hop, hip, it, hip, it, hip, hip, hop, and you don't stop. Or rock it to the bang, bang, boogie. Say, up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. Yes, I'm Caucasian, very. And I don't have the delivery, but, oh, yeah, here we go. Now, I only remember Wonder Mike's section because there were like three different guys, I think.
That, oh, were there?
That rap.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm a rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet.
And it's actually, what is the song they sample? Because that was sampling.
Good times,
yeah.
Good times. Every time you meet a pavement.
Oh, wrong song.
There's a the purple and yellow. But first, I got a bang bang. The heavy to the wicked say, up jump the boogie.
I gotta relearn this. Most definitely.
So. Rap has definitely evolved over the years. There is a comedian. I don't know who it is, but he talks about how rap used to be compared to what it was. He's like, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
I went down to the hat store and bought myself a hat.
I think that might have been Donald Glover.
Is it Donald Glover?
Yeah, okay. It's a little different now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. I bought myself a hat.
I mean,
that's the way it was.
Even the Beastie Boys, like, one of their lyrics is like, it's like Fred Flintstone driving around with both feet. It's like... That how is that? That's not edgy. Whatever.
I'll stir fry you in my wok.
I'm pulling it right now because I learned the words to that song from the Wedding Singer soundtrack.
Okay. Yeah, the old lady.
Oh, it was the first verse and then passes it on.
That was a good section of that movie. That was in sections.
Eric up here has Jesus of Suburbia, Green Day.
A lot of people are texting in that.
It's a good song.
And Casey, pull up the length on that. It's
and the girth.
9 minutes. And the girth. Kat, what were you going to say?
No, I... Never mind.
Okay.
No, you should say it.
Yeah, you have to.
We're talking about not having a delay. I don't know if I can say that.
Write it down.
Spell it or write it down or something like that?
No, here, I'll paraphrase. So it's just a side note. My friend texted me and said, ew, I cannot listen to Stairway to Heaven ever since I had to go to the prom with a family friend who was basically like a cousin to me, and he got a little, you know what, when they were dancing.
No way.
Oh, he got a boner.
Yeah. That's funny.
Look, he's got a boner.
He's got a boner. All right, here's another one, which...
Look, he's got a boner.
That's one of my favorite drops.
It's a good
that
one.
That needs to be at the ready.
Hit it again. Got a boner. Why one didn't it turn out?
He's got a boner. Look, he's got a boner.
There was a time when I would hear... Styx, Come Sail Away.
Yes.
That was another one that was a bit of a journey, too, because it had sections.
Journey?
Journey, let me see.
What would be the most... I mean, obviously, there's so many...
No,
this is a great song.
Journey, from Journey would be...
Don't Stop?
No. Love and Touch and Squeeze Him.
Oh, yeah.
Na-na-na-na. Very Hey Jew-esque at the end with the refrain over and over. But, yeah, this was...
You don't like it?
No, I just... I love it, actually.
Set an open call. I can tell.
More, please.
I can't...
Urgency.
Know the words. Because I want to be free.
Dennis DeYoung. He had a very high-pitched voice.
And then when it started... Listen, this was pop rock, but it was still, you know...
I was a fan of...
Absolutely.
See, like, Fish has, and I hate to always bring it up because I know you guys don't give a crap, but they, at least on one, every album, has one song that is like a...
song.
It is like a song.
Normal structure.
It's songs in sections.
Okay. Yeah. Like a big long... See, a lot of times this sort of music would end up on, Preston, you and I are fans of theme albums.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times, concept albums that would have.
I was explaining that to my son, what a concept album was.
Right.
And because I played for him Dark Side, I played for him The Wall.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed with him because he goes, hey, is that like that Beatles one? And he had basically named Golden Slumbers. I go, well, that's not a concept album, but those songs together kind of is what that, you
second
know, what,
side. The genius of that whole selection is that those are all incomplete songs that they married together into what is a great song now.
That was the George Martin genius.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of what Sweet Judy Blue Eyes was? Wasn't that like four different songs?
Three or four songs? Yeah.
Yep. And they decided to, you know what, these can somehow or another jigsaw puzzle together and make into one great song.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Exactly. So Rush, and this is getting aside a little bit from when a song would come on the radio and it would detour you from whatever you were currently doing because you wanted to spend time with that. But I mean, Rush is you had Rush, you had Yes, you had Genesis, Pink Floyd. These were the bands that did those big, long form, awesome songs. And there's plenty of them out there because Hemispheres, side one, is from Rush is incredible. But it's a big list. It would never get played.
You would feel incomplete if you didn't hear, as to what Nick was saying, if you didn't hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it could be a 5 or 6 minute song, but there's a part of this song that if I don't hear it, I'm going to feel like I missed something, even though I've heard it 500 times.
Here's one for you, Steve. A texter coming in, Knights in White Satin.
Knights in White... Well, that's, again, one of the great concept albums of all time is Days of Future Past. Yeah. It's got the poetry. It's got the recorded, that weird recording method that they used.
Yeah. In fact, when you started playing that Elton John song, that's what I thought it was, Press.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
This is a party song, Nick, for your next frat party.
You know what? As a teenager, driving in my car, this is where I first heard it. I totally enjoyed this.
And when it goes into the trippy poetry, if you don't hear the trippy poem, you haven't heard the whole thing.
Steve, okay, another one. And this did rarely get played on the radio, but Fool's Overture from Supertramp.
So Supertramp, wow. I know you're a huge fan, as am I.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to them all the time, still do.
Me too.
Fool's Overture and the live version from the Paris concert.
Yep.
That is phenomenal.
That band gets overlooked.
Yes.
I mean, they were phenomenal. And
Crime of the Century. Crisis, what crisis?
And Fool's Overture is that's a big piece.
Even in the quietest moments.
Yeah. Marissa has brought in a list of a bunch of other ones that will, whatever you're doing, you will stop and listen. Purple Rain, that's a big listen as well. Riders on the Storm, that's another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whenever
you're in the right mood.
Right, because it used to be the standard thing. Did you ever? You wouldn't have done it when you were Kenny and I, because it wouldn't have been the kind of music you'd play, right? But on basic rock stations, on a rainy day, right?
We could play Riders of the Storm.
You would absolutely.
This one goes out to Jim Morrison. Yeah. We lost you many years ago.
Yeah,
the old FM style.
Yep.
In fact, when we play earlier clips of MMR.
Oh yeah,
you can hear that.
Yeah.
Just take flight on the pigeon's wings.
Yeah. Right. I think even Pierre the Nighthawk was kind of like that.
Yeah.
You're listening to WMMR. Tonight we pay tribute to the late, great Jim Morrison, who often whipped his dong out of stage and showed it to all who would view it. His statement.
No, you're going to say
No, I'm waiting. I didn't want to ruin it.
You pursed your lips in a manner as if to suggest words were going to come forth.
Well, I was going to ask you if you guys prefer this song over The End, which is also like the sort of...
The End is, I find this easier to listen to, but I associate the sequence that uses this in Apocalypse Now so effing amazing. They're napalming the forest.
Yeah.
A few people have texted in one that I like. I want to know if you guys do as well. Stranglehold by Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I'd mentioned that earlier.
Oh, did you?
You were probably going through the text. Yeah. That's a good one. Here's another one, too.
It's called Stranglehold.
How about this, Steve? Somebody had texted in from Alan Parsons' project, iRobot.
Yes!
Wow, that's a great song.
And that album cover I loved.
Yeah.
It had a very sci-fi look to it.
What's the joke in Austin Powers with the Alan Parsons' project?
Yeah.
So this is... Yes, by scientist Parsons, and it was the Allen team who joined up or something like that for the Allen Parsons project.
And said, you don't get it, do you?
And Allen Parsons was, I think he was the producer for Dark Side of the Moon.
Really? Yeah, yeah. So he had that connection. Mm-hmm. So he had some trippy stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Here are a few more that
Blame
are
Blame It on the Rain?
No, that's not on here.
Dude, I love that song, man.
Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a long Stone song, but you can't deny that rhythm. It's so good. It's just, it
Thank
just,
you.
It makes you feel good.
I like,
I feel bad for the devil.
You can't always get what you want. It's a long Stone song. And then,
It's just Piscataway?
No, not Give Me Shelter.
It's just Piscataway.
It's just Piscataway.
It's in New Jersey. Or no, it's in New York.
This is a tribute to the great state of New Jersey and one town in particular, Piscataway.
Is Piscataway in New Jersey?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yeah. It is. Just a second. Marissa?
I heard the turnpike.
I have two, but I can't think of the second one, so I need help. It's Life's Been Good by Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what's
You could have said you could think of the first one.
I'm all
the
frazzled.
The order was irrelevant to us as listeners. You were dealing with the personal struggle we need not have been brought into.
What's the other one about becoming a rock star?
By the Stones?
No.
Oh, Nickelback,
shining,
No. Photograph by Nickelback.
No, Rockstar by Nickelback.
No, it's driving me crazy. It's like, I'm a shining star, and it's a whole progression about a guy like...
Superstar?
Oh, no. You know that
shooting star.
Shooting superstar.
That's Bad Company.
That one.
It's a ballad. It's a story.
Yes.
But Johnny was a schoolboy, and when he learned his first Beatles song, and so on and so forth. You know what this song reminds me of, bizarrely? Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, really?
Because when they're in the city and they're about to leave, I think, or they get into the city and it's the deep, dark, scary city.
Oh, yeah.
They start playing this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I take it back. Shooting Star's only 4 minutes.
You know,
it's not a big anthemic, but it's a story that that you love.
There's so many songs that weren't played on the radio. Joe Jackson had, there's a whole album, Blaze of Glory, that if you, the original album was recorded straight through with no breaks in any of the songs. That's the one that has 19 Forever.
In a blaze of glory.
That's right. Yeah, not that. Bon Jovi.
Young Guns 2.
I know how much you love that.
Oh, my God.
When they turn into cowboys.
Cowboys!
Can't You Hear Me Knockin' was the one that I was trying to think of, the Stone song.
Listen to this.
Oh, this is Funeral for a Friend.
We do have it.
Nothing Else Matters from Metallica is another one people are mentioning. Muse, Knights of... Sidonia.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Band on the Run, definitely, from Paul McCartney.
What about, what else from Paul McCartney?
From the
solo stuff.
Venus and Mars.
The Christmas song.
I hate that song.
I do too.
I love Paul McCartney and I hate
Simply
that song.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
That's another conversation. I love this band, but I hate this song. That's
what do you think is the worst Beatles song? I know it's a whole other conversation, and I want to start it right now.
probably one of George's trippy Indian songs, because I just don't get into that particular sound.
It's another one of the Indian songs.
Another racist
George song from the Indians.
That's when he presented it to John.
That's great.
Yeah.
We'll really listen to this one.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has a lot of bing, bang, bing, 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 bing.
Yeah. Paul, what do you think about it?
It's interesting. Can't get enough of the sitar. He said, Riley, knowing that he could get enough of it. And was in fact sick of it.
That scene in Dewey Cox, I'm just trying to get more songs on the record.
You want to say anything, Ringo?
No? I'm good.
I wrote a song about an octopus.
Boing, boing, boing. There's somebody in that recording booth had to go, Jesus Christ.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. All right, anyhow, we got started on this conversation because one, Mr. Billy Joel celebrates his 70th birthday today, and we had played a little bit of Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. That is one of those songs. You know what else? Another one of his? is Captain Jack.
Yes. Captain Jack will get you high tonight.
Long song, really cool, very awesome story that ties into WMMR around that and getting his career. I mean, listen, Billy probably would have been a star no matter what, but MMR certainly gave him a leg up with releasing that live version that he recorded here at the studios. And because they had recorded his original album at the wrong speed, and it tanked. Everybody bought it, and it was like, Captain Jack, we're getting out of here. And he was about to give up. He had left. He was going to quit the music business. He had recorded this. MMR started playing it, and it became a huge hit, and it reinvigorated the interest in Billy Joel.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great
I'm having
song.
A brain fart, but what is it? They say that these are not the best. What's the title of that? But they're the only times I've ever known.
I don't know off the top of my head.
I think it's One Bourbon. No. what is the name? Nick, you know. You have to know, right?
I can't think of other songs while another song is playing. So all I can hear right now is Captain Jack.
These are not the best of times, but
is it a Billy Joel song?
Yes.
I don't know.
Not
here's a tweet. Why are you thinking about that? It says you guys are such dicks. The segment is so good, I don't want to get out of my truck until you're finished. Just like the songs we were talking about.
It's exactly what we attempted to do.
Right. Summer Highland Falls.
Yes,
that's it.
That's a beautiful song. You know the song, don't you?
No.
Does anybody know the song?
I do. Yes.
You know the song.
I like the Downeaster
Alexa.
Yeah, that's a great song.
I just use my Alexa.
I'm sailing.
I just use my Alexa. All right. It told me what time it was and the temperature outside.
And sometimes some
trivia. It turns out the light outside my garage, my Alexa.
All right.
I don't use my Google Home much.
No.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.